You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Yes, the second of May 2019. So what we're going to do this evening, inshallah, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there, we're going to, inshallah, begin with a beautiful dua. We're going to start with a beautiful dua, inshallah, and then thereafter, inshallah, to all the listeners out there. Yes, I did mention this earlier on. I mentioned earlier on this morning on our program, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah, that we will be crossing over live. We will be speaking to all the different presenters who will be taking part in the month of Ramadan, the journey to Ramadan. So let's welcome, inshallah, our two engineers, who is Brother Lakolo, who is in Johannesburg, and of course, Brother Hazrat Dawood Mondi, who's with me this evening here in Durban. And of course, in front of me, none other than Haji Riaz. He's looking straight into my eyes. He says, Molana, kya baat hai, kya bolti tu? Of course. And then thereafter, inshallah, we're going to, after speaking to our beloved Hazrat Hafiz Wadi, Tamad Barakatum, inshallah, we will be crossing over live to our beloved Honorable Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem, Damat Barakatuhum, all the way from Lady Smith. So to all the listeners out there, whoever is tuning and listening, inshallah, I will be speaking to all the presenters who will be taking part in the month of Ramadan. The programs, Haji Yusuf Ali, we will be speaking to Hazrat Maulana Khalid Yaqub, we will be speaking to Brother Amin Al Templeton, we will be speaking to Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria as well, we will be speaking to inshallah, to Hafiz Suhail as well, and we will be speaking to our beloved Honorable Ustad. More or less, it will be about 9:45, inshallah. So to all the listeners out there, please, 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 don't run away, just stay and listen attentively. Before we begin our program, inshallah, we know that it's the night of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah Kareemul Mubarak to all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I want to begin with a very, very beautiful dua taught to us by our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very, very short and profound dua. Listen to the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Haji Riaz, listen to the dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Aisha, ya Aish, recite this dua every day just before the sun sets. Just before the sun sets. The dua is, Allahumma wa mabtalaytani bihi min rakhain wa shiddatin famasikni bi sunnatil haqq wa shari'atil islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, say this dua, O Aisha. O Allah, whenever you test me, what ease or difficulty, O my beloved Allah, keep me steadfast on the path of Haqq. Keep me steadfast on the path of truth and the Sharia of Islam. A very, very beautiful short dua. So we're going to ask all the listeners out there, inshallah, whoever is listening to the discussion this beautiful Thursday evening, before I cross over to Hafiz Wadi, I want each and every listener to recite 3 times Durood Sharif. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we all should send salutation in Durood upon our beloved noble master, Nabi Kareem Rahimun Habibun Muhammad Mustafa Janab. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, it's exactly now, inshallah, the time says here, it is exactly 16 minutes after 8 Central African time. We're going to cross over, inshallah, to our beloved, one of our presenters, of course, very, very well known. Throughout the whole of Durban, the entire of Johannesburg, all the radio stations know our presenter who will be coming live now on. So we cross over to our beloved Hafiz Wadi. Hafiz Wadi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and shukran to you, one and a half year, for affording me this opportunity, and also to the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, online voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Ameen, 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 ameen. Jazakumullahu khair, Hafiz Wadi. Hafiz Wadi, I feel honored, I feel happy, I'm excited, because it's my first time having you on my program on the discussion, Hafiz Wadi.
Gee, alhamdulillah, Maulana, it's an honor as well to be on your particular program. And I think the last time that we had spoken was around the 12th of April last year. And that was indeed at the time of the launch, I think, of the I'm not too sure if it was a Johannesburg studio or the Durban studios. So that's a time that I think, you know, we had shared the, you know, radio platform, and alhamdulillah, it's already gone, you know, a year with Markaz Sahaba.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Yes, I crystal clearly remember last year I was in Johannesburg studios and you were in Durban, Hafiz,
yes,
Wadi. But anyway, Hafiz Wadi, we are touching on our programs for the coming month of Ramadan, Journey to Ramadan. So inshallah, we want to know from you and all the listeners who are tuning in and listening to the discussion. Maybe perhaps you could just tell the listeners, what's your program? What time is the program? What is your slot called? Time to time. Ji Hafiz Wadi.
Alhamdulillah. Ji Mawlana, Jazakallah once again for this opportunity. And we say shukran as well to the Amir of Markaz Sahaba, that is for the Sheikh Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahib, Hafizahullah. Indeed, we are also indebted, you know, to the capital group of companies, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas Sahib, his brothers, Brother Muhammad Hussein, Brother Ahmad Latif, and the families, you know, for this particular initiative and this project where, you know, we bring this program, you know, to the Ummah locally as well as globally. Inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, the segment that I have been afforded the opportunity to present on Markaz Sahaba, or the segment that Markaz Sahaba will be taking live, will be from 4:40 p.m. And that's going to be starting off most likely. It just depends. You know, there's going to be a few adjustments here and there where we acknowledge the minor children that will be keeping their very first fast. You know, the very young ones, we know that fasting is not compulsory upon them. But alhamdulillah, they still want to wake up at the time of suhoor, be it the five-year-olds or the six-year-olds. You know, waking up at that time, trying, you know, making an attempt to fast and so on. So we, over the years, we've been acknowledging these minor children upon whom fasting is not yet compulsory. So that's going to be the first segment that we're going to be having at approximately 4:40 p.m. in the afternoon. That runs from Monday to Sunday. Thereafter, another segment, as we continue, or as we get closer to the time for iftar in the Durban region, where initially it's going to be at around 5:20 or 5:21, the other segments are going to be then where we receive the request of dua shifa for those that are ill. And obviously with that comes the Quranic ayats and on, you know, healing, where we ask Allah Ta'ala through His mercy and blessings and through, you know, the Quranic Kareem to grant shifa to all those that are ill. So that's the other segment that's going to be live on Markaz Sahaba. Then thereafter, it's indeed in the month of Ramadan, you will find that there have been many that may have been with us last Ramadan, and this Ramadan they are not with us. So that particular segment is the dua for the Isali Sawab, where we remember the marhumin, you know, the deceased. So requests do come in. So the esteemed listeners can actually send in requests. There's going to be a WhatsApp poster going out very, very soon, where there's going to be an email address where they can email the dua shifa request for those that are ill, dua isali sabah for the marhumin, as well as for the children that, you know, the minor children that we're talking about, that, you know, will be attempting to keep their fast or perhaps kept their very first fast. So once again, the community locally, globally, can actually, you know, email their names to us. So that's perhaps the first segment is the Siyamul Atfar. The second one, now this is where we're going more towards the end of the program, is going to be dua shifa, dua isali sawab. Then when it comes to the final, you know, countdown to the time for iftar, at that particular time for the 30-day period, what we're going to be doing is one of our very well-known qaris, or a qari who is visually impaired, who is blind, he's from Verulam, Qari Naeem Sheikh. Daily, if it's, for example, the first day of Ramadan, be reciting the first ruku of the first part, the first juz, or the first ajza of the Qur'an-i Kareem, and the esteemed listeners will be afforded an opportunity to look in the Qur'an-i Kareem, to look in the mushaf, and follow the recitation. The second day, he'll begin from Sayyakul, once again, a ruku he's going to be reciting. So at that particular time, the ummah will be requested to, you know, follow in the Qur'an-i Kareem and mushaf daily. So that will take us also for 30 days, inshallah. So every day, he will be reciting the first ruku of each juz or each sipara, you know, as it is called. And after that particular recitation, we will also be having the recitation of the quote. And once again, the intention behind this and the reason is that everyone will be able to identify, you know, with these particular surahs from the Qur'an al-Kareem and also, you know, the Mu'awwazatain as well, and also Ayatul Kursi. So we're ending the day, ending the fast, you know, with the greatest of ayat. Obviously, looking at Surah Al-Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, you know, Surah Nas, and inshallah, Asma'ullahi Husna, the after dua. And then finally, as we, you know, it comes to the time, the dua for breaking fast as well. So, Maulana, this particular segment, most likely in the beginning, it's around 22:05, and it will take us right until iftar time, which is 20 past. But as the days we're going to be progressing, you'll find that Maghrib, the time for Maghrib is going to be getting much earlier. So times will be adjusted here and there as well. So that, Maulana, is perhaps just... you know, the lineup of the programs, you know, that we intend, inshallah, you know, to have during the month of Ramadan. It is a month of the Quran al-Kareem, and we felt what better way to end one's fast by requesting the Ummah and every Muslimah, Surah Al-Fatiha. They all know, they join in with that recitation, say the Ameen at the end, and also Ayatul Kursi for protection, Ameen at the end, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, and Surah Nas. And I'm sure all the esteemed listeners locally, globally, will be able to join in with those recitations. So at that particular time, whoever is listening in and joining in, inshallah, you know, we hope that they will not only benefit individually, but it's going to be locally, nationally, and globally, internationally as well. So that's what our intentions are currently, inshallah.
I see somebody is asking, Hafiz Wadi, who will be reciting the dua just before breaking our iftar? Will that be you?
Inshallah, the dua at the time of iftar, you know, we normally do recite that. And I think for that has been now for approximately about 20, this will be year 20, inshallah. So
inshallah.
We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us health and to accept from us. And also, you know, the Ummah, the community, the listeners play a great role. This is, you know, through their du'as that, you know, that we hope, inshallah, to do these programs, you know, for this month of Ramadan.
Ameen. Just again to the listeners, Hafiz Wadi, what time should the listeners of Markaz Sahaba be expecting you live on Markaz?
When the Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, at 4:40 p.m., that's the time they should be expecting me live. The program from around 4 o'clock is going to be with Sheikh Khalid Yaqub, where Maulana Khalid Yaqub will be starting off that particular hour, which, you know, it's called perhaps the spiritual hour, the hour leading to iftar, and so on. So, but the live, coming on live, is going to be from 4:40, inshallah, as I said in the beginning. But as, you know, we progress into the week and the second week and, the phases of Ramadan, times will be adjusted there, here and there, inshallah.
Ameen, 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 ameen. Definitely, I will be looking forward, inshallah, listening to you, Hafiz Wadi. So, inshallah, we wish you all the best for the holy, blessed month of the month of Ramadan.
And we say jazakallah to you. And indeed, we request the du'as of the Ummah as well as, you know, we say for this month of Sha'ban, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And for Ameen. Ramadan, Allahumma sallim li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan li wa sallim huli mutaqabbala. Ameen. We ask Allah Ta'ala, you know, for health. As you know, as I did mention in the earlier, that there are many that were with us last Ramadan, but this Ramadan they are not with us. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for the best and to afford us and grant us this opportunity to serve the Ummah, you know, through this particular medium, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, Hafiz Wadi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
26 minutes after 8 Central African time, you are listening to the discussion. You are listening to the discussion on this beautiful, mashallah, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Well, we're looking forward for Hafiz Wadi. Don't miss out, oh my beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar listeners. Hafiz Wadi will be on every day in the month of Ramadan in the afternoons for 4:40 until the iftar time, inshallah. Of course, Hazrat Malana Khalid Yaqub will be starting at 4 o'clock, but at 4:40, we will be taking live Hafiz Wadi. Inshallah, I'm looking forward for it as well. That was Hafiz Wadi. So it's 27 minutes after 8. I see Sister Nazreen Gogawala. She says, Molana, I'm listening to the program on this beautiful Thursday evening. I see Haji Suleiman Karoja listening to the program as well. Ameen, subhanallah. Sister Farida from Putu listening to the program as well. MashaAllah. Yes, our beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, we're going to cross over live now to Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem, my beloved Honorable Ustad. Now, myself and Mawlana Salim Kareem, inshallah, we will be coming on now and we will be discussing, inshallah, what should be done in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Steps, the do's and the don'ts of the holy blessed month of the month of Ramadan. So let's just wait for Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem. Let's wait from my engineer, Brother Lekolo. I hope we do have Mawlana Salim Kareem. Is our Ustad with us, inshallah? Not yet? Yes? No? Okay. While we wait for him, inshallah, let's read our messages. Somebody says, Mawlana, Juma Mubarak to you and to the entire team of Markaz Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the entire team and have a beautiful spiritual uplifted Ramadan. Inshallah. Yes. That's from one of the listeners who love listening to the discussion, Brother Zahir. Okay. We do have our beloved Honorable Ustad. I think he is in Ladysmith and I am here in Durban. So let's cross over to our beloved Honorable Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mawlana, how are you this evening? I was in Durban about half an hour ago and I'm back so, in Ladysmith. Allah Ta'ala, enjoy the breeze, enjoy the sea, inshallah, and enjoy all our listeners and all our well wishes. And may Allah Ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba from strength to strength and our sponsors, capital A. Haven't met with them, but inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One day we could meet them and give them du'as to establish a radio station. And alhamdulillah, look at the betterment of the ummah. And alhamdulillah, bring people closer to deen and to Allah, because radio is a very powerful medium, Mulana. You know, your voice and advice on radio makes a very big difference. It touches the heart. Because awaz do kisam ki hoti hai, you know, your voice. There are two types. One is jo gale se nikalti hai. One is a voice that just comes out from your throat. You say a few things and fine, you said something. Or ek jo dil se nikalti hai. And when you speak from your heart, then Allah makes it such that inshallah Aziz, it may be few words, but it penetrates the heart. It stays there. It's imprinted. And it gives you a lot of peace and sukoon. So may Allah Ta'ala give you, Mawlana, you have to get up like 3 o'clock in the morning when everyone is fast asleep. They're enjoying their warm bed. And for you to make your qurbani, yes, Allah will give you ajri azim. Alhamdulillah. And all your engineers, the technicians, and all the people who go to make up the team, may Allah reward all of them. That's my dua. Okay, Allah grant them afiyat, good health, and use this for their zakhira e akhirat and for their forgiveness in the akhirat, and inshallah entry into Jannat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ustad, it's 29 minutes to 9 o'clock. Many, many, many listeners, of course, love listening to the discussion. And I don't know, maybe Ustad, perhaps you could guide us, because after 9 o'clock, all our presenters, inshallah, will be joining us, including yourself, Mawlana Salim Kareem. You will be joining us every morning, inshallah, at about 4 o'clock. So many, many listeners, inshallah, will be tuning in and listening to you that part of the morning in the month of Ramadan. So, Ustad, take us to the do's and the don'ts. Somebody is saying here that, ask Mawlana Salim Kareem, how can we make so much of different ibadat? Will we have enough time to read Quran, to make dhikr, to keep our fast, to read the salatul tahajjud, to make istighfar, I mean, and etc. So the lesson wants to know that, how do we put this into perspective? That's the first question. And the second question the listener is asking as well, that maybe Mawlana can just guide us the method or for the holy blessed month of Ramadan? Ustad.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أتقى في كل يوم وليلة يعني في رمضان وإن لكل مسلم في كل يوم وليلة دعوة مستجابة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم تو رحيم هي تو كريم هي
سبحان الله
تو حكيم هي تو حليم هي ہے علیم تو ہے عظیم تیری شان جل جلالہ Yes, respected listeners, what a beautiful evening for all of us to see the enthusiasm, to see the excitement, to see the concern that everyone wants to do their duty with beauty. They want to reap maximum benefit in the limited time that Allah has given us, 1 month. Rabbul Alameen says, Fastabiqul Khairat. Hasten towards good deeds. You know, when there's a sale in the supermarket, Mulana, MashaAllah, things that are so expensive, it's beyond reach. But they have a markdown and say, no, we're giving it to you at half the price. We're giving it to you 20% less. SubhanAllah. Everyone is rushing. But Allah is so generous. Allah is so kareem. Allah is so rahim. Allah Ta'ala says, ask me anything and I'll give it to you. Totally. One of the most du'as, best du'as to make, Ya wasi al-fadli ighfirli. Ya wasi al-fadli ighfirli, O you who are great in bounties, forgive me. That's what we need to ask Allah. Ya wasi al-fadli ighfirli, O Allah, you who are great in bounty. Allah, your bounties are so great. All I'm asking you, Allah, is a humble servant, ighfirli, forgive me. So the sister asked the question, how can we accomplish so much of ibadat? Allah is not looking at quantity. Allah is looking at quality. Let's get the first principle right. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. And that's the mistake that we have been making all our lives. We're running behind quantity. We don't have quality in our lives. Khayrul umuri awsatuha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, the middle part is the best part. Do not be extremist. Follow the middle part. Khayrul umur. The best part is the middle part. So, to answer the sister's question, Allah is saying, Ahabbul amali ilallahi adwamuha. Allah loves those deeds that you do, whether it's Ramadan or out of Ramadan. Allah loves those deeds and actions that you do perpetually. You do continuously, even though in small measure. So alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, if you can, the greatest form of zikr is to recite the Quran. Afzalu zikr, tilawatul Quran. In the month of Ramadan, the greatest form of zikrullah is to recite the Quran. So inshallah, if you draw up a timetable, as a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, day and night he was in ibadat. And his wife came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, my husband is a pious person. He's devoted in his worship. He's a good person. But she was trying in an indirect way to bring to Rasulullah's attention that, Ya Rasulullah, he does not give me the quality time that I need also as a wife. So we must be able to strike a balance in hukukullah and hukukul ibad. That you have your children, you have your wife, you have your family. That's also an act of ibadat. It's an act of worship to be good and kind and loving. That also, you are in rawdah. And likewise, your duty to Allah. وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Rasulullah said to that sahabi, your body needs to rest. It also has a right. وَلِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Likewise, your wife has a right. So for the sister, inshallah, she draws up a timetable, inshallah, I will spend an hour in tilawati Quran, I will spend some time in the zikr of Allah, I will spend some time in making the tasbihat, alhamdulillah, I will spend some time in tahajjud salah, I will spend some time reading some nafil salah, and I'll take out time to rest, subhanallah. So, khayrul umuri awsatuh. It's no use making ibadat and stretching yourself to the limit that when it comes to the end part of your ibadat, you are so, so sleepy that you don't even know what you are reading or what you are saying. And sometimes we say such words that sometimes we can lose our iman. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the masjid in the last 10 days. And I think it was Hadrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she had tied a string and she had it wrapped around her in the masjid from one pillar to the other. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in and he observed and he asked her, why did you do this? She said, Ya Rasulullah, to keep myself awake so I don't fall asleep. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a very humble and polite way, said, this is not the way. If you are tired and exhausted, close the Quran. If you're tired and exhausted, go and rest. No use raising your hands and you don't know what you're asking your Rabb. That's being disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yuqbalu. Allah will not accept the dua that comes from a heart that is not in full attention to Allah. Min qalbin lahin. So to answer this sister's question, inshallah, do everything with moderation. And inshallah, you'll enjoy your roza, you'll enjoy your ibadat, and you'll reap the maximum sawab that Allah has promised in the month of Ramadan.
Who's that, sister? Sister Fahima. She says that how do we sisters in Islam manage? We have to cook. I'm fasting. She says we need to make door. She is a hafiza. She says I need to read Taraweeh as well. She has to read the entire Quran for the Ramadan. She says, Maulana Salim, and I'm 2 weeks pregnant. And on top of it, I need to still to sit for Sunnatul I'tikaf. So she's asking, can she leave some ibadat out?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maulana, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said that whoever fasts, man sama, whoever keeps roza in the month of Ramadan for the pleasure of Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ
مِنْ ذَنْبِ.
Allah will forgive all their past sins. And likewise, whoever stands up in ibadat, مَنْ قَامَ فِي رَمَضَان, whoever stands up in ibadat, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all their sins. So in Ramadan, as I said, its priority is to keep roza. One. Number two is to read Taraweeh. It's sunnati mu'akkida for our mothers and sisters to read Taraweeh. Your roza is one part of the ibadat. And the cherry on the top is your Taraweeh. And sad to say, Maulana, most of the sisters sometimes, the excuse or the reason for not reading Taraweeh is that they are totally exhausted. Maulana, who on earth had asked us to have such a lavish iftar and sehri? What was the sehri of Rasulullah? What was the iftar of Rasulullah? It was khajur, it was water, it was basics. Maulana, we have brought this upon us that we must have 10 different types of savory, 10 different types of sweet dishes. Each child has got his own like, and the husband has got his taste. The daughters have got their taste. What are we doing to our mother? What am I doing to my wife, Maulana? Is Ramzan a party? This is what the question. It actually defeats the whole purpose of roza. Why did Allah Ta'ala make fasting farz on us? For you and me to feel the pangs of hunger. What it is to be hungry? As I gave you an example, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, day in and day out, there was no fire burning in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no food. They had nothing to eat. They had nothing to cook. Basic khajur, water, and whatever pieces of bread, dry cheese, whatever that was available, that was the food and nutrition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what I'm saying is try to keep it to the basics, inshallah, yes? Make a few items, spend some time in the kitchen, yes? Every minute that you are spending with the niyat of, inshallah, preparing iftar and sehri for the family, for friends and neighbors, yes, you are in the act of ibadat. But again, I said earlier on, وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ. Your body needs to rest. Do your duty with beauty. So when you're going to read Quran, you must love to read the Quran. You're going to read your tahajjud salah, you must be so fit. You must be so focused. You're going to read your nafil ibadat. Alhamdulillah. So the sister, first and foremost, we want to give her Mubarak Baad. Allah Ta'ala grant her a pious child.
Ameen.
Habibi min as-salihin. Wallahi, if she's going to read Quran, she's a hafiza, Allahu Akbar. And if she reads the Quran loudly, inshallah, which is audible, the power of the Quran, the miracle of the Quran, the mu'jiza of the Quran, the barakah of the Quran will have an impact on that unborn baby in her womb. Wallahu al-azim. Great sawab for her. When she's reading, read a bit aloud, inshallah al-azim. Allah give her a pious children. Allah make her pregnancy easy. And inshallah al-Aziz, don't overexert yourself. As I said, the important thing is roza during the day and inshallah Taraweeh, and together with it is tilawat al-Quran. All the other extra nafil ibadat, if you don't have time, it's fine. Do what is sunnah and do what is wajib and do what is farz. The nafil, because of being tired and because being pregnant and so many other activities, fine. Allah Ta'ala will give her according to her niyat. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali.
Khayrun min amali.
Allah knows your niyat, that I wanted to do extra nafil, I wanted to do extra ibadat, oh Allah, I don't have the energy, Allah will still reward you.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 13 minutes to 9, you are listening to the discussion with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved Honorable Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem Damat Barakatuhum. Ustad, somebody is asking here that, is it a must to get up for Salatul Tahajjud in the month of Ramadan?
Allahu Akbar, not only in the month of Ramadan, Maulana, you know, it is the jewel. It is the diamond of pious servants of Allah to get up for tahajjud namaz. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant come and talk to me. Maulana, we always say, you know, I'd like to talk to you in privacy. Can I have a few minutes that I can talk to you in privacy?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do that, Maulana? Because I want you to listen to me and I want you to understand what I'm trying to ask you or what I'm trying to deliver to you. So tahajjud time, half an hour before Fajr Azan, you get up, you read 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats, 8 rakats of tahajjud salah. You are making munajat to Allah. You are crying to Allah. You are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're making yourself humble. Nobody knows what you are doing. It's you and your Rabb. Those private moments that you're having with your Creator. The muraqabah that you are making, the zikr that you are making, the dua that you are making, is like it's you and your Rabb and your Creator. It's such a special moment. So inshallah, may Allah give all of us the tawfiq to read tahajjud namaz. Wallahu lazim, if we, the ummah, entire world, can just get accustomed to read the tahajjud namaz every day, we, all of us in the world, get up and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will open the doors of nusrat, help, diet, guidance, Allah will open the doors of ease and risk for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, if for us it is sunnah, insha'Allah al-Aziz, it is preferable that we get up for tahajjud namaz. But if for some reason or the other you can't get up, you won't be regarded as a gunihgar and a sinner. But you'll be missing out on great amount of thawab and reward, because at that moment, special angels are making dua for you. Special du'as are being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
There's a listener asking from Woodbank, Ustad, that will you be joining us in the Suhoor program? Definitely, yes. So the listener wants to know, inshallah, what will Ustad be touching, inshallah? Of course, the entire Ramadan, Ustad, will be on from 4 o'clock. Ji, Ustad.
As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, awwaluhu rahmah. Inshallah, first 10 days we're talking about Allah's mercy. What brings the mercy of Allah? And how should we embrace the mercy of Allah? How should we appreciate the mercy of Allah? What actions and ibadat that we should engage ourselves in for us to receive the divine mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So inshallah, the first 10 days, we will deal with those ahadiths and ayats of the Quran and advice of our predecessors, how they spent their valuable time, you know, in the first 10 days of Ramadan. And the next 10 days of Ramadan, the second 10 days, we are going to talk of Allah's forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Why do we have to ask Allah for forgiveness? What is the status of a person who is asking Allah for forgiveness, who is repenting sincerely, who is firmly admitting to Allah, promising Allah, that, oh Allah, from now onwards, I want to be a different human being. Allah, I'm making tawbah from all the gunas, all the sins. And what rahmat Allah sends, what mercy Allah sends, and what is the great reward of forgiveness. So inshallah, in the second 10 days of Ramadan, and the last 10 days of Ramadan, itqum minan nar, inshallah, we will touch on those matters. That what invites the wrath of Allah. See, I have a kitab here, and I was in Dubai about a month ago. I met a very pious alim, and I was his guest. And he gave me a kitab. And he says, Maulana, I'm making a wasiya to you. If you can translate that kitab in English, there are about 40 things that we as the ummah of Rasulullah who are involved and engaged in, invite the curse and wrath of Allah. And why we must stay away from the wrath of Allah. So the last 10 days, inshallah, we are going to deal with those factors that will bring those ayats of the Quran talking of Allah's mercy and Allah's punishment. It's left up to you and me. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once stood on the minbar and said, Ameen. Took the second step, he said, Ameen. He took the third step and said, Ameen. Sahaba al-Kiram were amazed, asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, it is very strange that today we saw you do something that we didn't see you do previously. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Allah ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel, the angel, and said that Allah's curse be on that individual who witnesses the month of Ramadan and still does not make tawbah. He doesn't reform. He doesn't change. He doesn't create in him Allah consciousness. He is just lethargic. A don't care attitude. Not fasting, not reading Quran, not going for salah, not engaging in zikrullah. His life just continues wasteful. Allah will lanat, Allah's curse be on that person who behaves in that fashion. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, Rasulullah said, Ameen. Can you imagine? Allah Rabbul Alameen. The person who is saying it is Hazrat Jibreel. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never in his life ever cursed anybody. Never did Rasulullah physically ever hit anybody or abuse anybody. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further went one step further and said, oh Allah, if unconsciously, mistakenly, if I said a harsh word, oh Allah, turn that harsh word into mercy for the person. That is rahmatul lil alameen, khatam al nabiyya. So, Mawlana, inshallah, we will go in that light. First 10 days, awwaluhu rahma, we'll talk about the mercy of Allah. The second 10 days, Allah's forgiveness. And the last 10 days, itkum minan nar.
Ustaz, we've got about 6 minutes before we go for our Isha Azan, inshallah, in Johannesburg. This sister wants to know, she says that, Honorable Maulana Salim Karim, I will be getting my haid, of course, on the first week of Ramadan, which will take me into the second week. So she wants to know what happens to the sisters out there who get their haid. How do they, should they show people that they are not fasting? Or should they just not eat the entire day? What happens in this situation, Ustad? The sister wants to know. She says that she was told that she mustn't eat. She must just pretend as she's fasting till iftar time. Ustad?
Well, in the state of hate and nifas, you must not deprive yourself also from Allah Ta'ala's ibadat.
Allahu Akbar.
At least at namaz time, go and make your wudu, insha'Allahu al-Aziz, and engage in some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in no way, yes, namaz is maaf. And insha'Allahu al-Aziz, roza, when she gets back, she has to keep that roza, the qaza that she has, the roza that she has missed, she has to keep qaza of it. Yes, Allah has made namaz maaf. Alhamdulillah. So, let her not deprive herself from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are not fasting, it is better. I'll just give you one example, Marana. You know, whether just to show you as Muslims how we should respect a person that is fasting. Don't eat in front of that person. Don't drink in the presence of that person. Just to respect the month of Ramadan. There was a Jewish person that was living next to a Muslim. And the Muslims were fasting, and this Jewish boy was so close because interaction as neighbors. So one day, the father saw this Jewish boy eating. I mean, obviously, fasting is not farz on him. He's not a Muslim. Roza is not farz on him. The father reprimanded the child and hit him and said, though we don't fast as Jews in the month of Ramadan, but son, you must show respect to your Muslim neighbors. Don't openly eat in front of them.
Allahu Akbar.
Marana, you know what was the repercussion of that? That when this father's time for maut came, the passing away of the father, at that moment, Allah Ta'ala gave him tawfiq of iman. And he read the shahada and passed away. Just by showing respect. At that time, he was not a Muslim. He reprimanded his son and said, son, do not eat in front of the Muslims. This is their month of respect and prayer and fasting. We shouldn't. So if somebody who is a non-Muslim has so much of concern, how can we as Muslims openly eat, even if we are, roza is not farz on us, and we openly eat in front of everybody? So may Allah Ta'ala, don't feel despondent. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom knows the reason why Allah Ta'ala made the haiz on women. They have to go through that period of menstruation. That is another whole topic on its own, the wisdom behind it, the hikmat behind it. And Allah Ta'ala, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not put undue pressure on you. Niyatul mu'min, as I said, khayrun min amali. But Marana, there are people who are not, I'm talking about the women, find their excuse because of menstruation and nifas. But there are people who for petty reasons are not keeping roza. I got a headache. I got a slight migraine. I got a small pimple or a small boil. Or I got a light fever. Marana, if we think we can't keep a roza. Whoever misses one roza for no valid reason, according to the hadiths of Rasulullah, he can fast the whole life. He will not be able to compensate for the one roza that he missed. So may Allah give us the strength. And inshallah, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith said, if you want to enjoy good health, you want to detoxify this body. For 11 months you ate, you drank. Allah is giving you the month of Ramadan, oh my servant. Just, I'm asking you for 1 month in the whole 12 months. Just devote it to me. And that to Allah is not asking you to fast for 24 hours. How fortunate we are in South Africa. Maybe for the next 6 years or 10 years, Allah will make it easy. We'll be keeping roza in winter. What a great sa'adat. Look at Pakistan and India and Bangladesh and all the countries on that end of the world. 18 hours, 19 hours. Scorching sun. 48 degrees, 50 degrees. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Murana. That tell the sister not to be despondent. Insha'Allahul Aziz. Allah will reward her. As long as she makes wuzu, she engages some zikr, she does read a kitab, insha'Allahul Aziz, read the life of the awliya Allah, the sahabiyat, insha'Allah, so that she equips herself and insha'Allah engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Well, it's 1 minute after 9, Central African time. We're going to go, insha'Allah, for our Isha Azan. I see there's another question that came in as well, asking Maulana Salim Karim that should a woman read 8 rakats of Tarawih at home or 20 rakats, of course, in their own home, in their own room. Inshallah, we will get back to the listener, inshallah, after the Isha's. And is that fine, Ustad?
Yeah, Maulana, it's fine. We'll take the Azan first, inshallah.
Inshallah. So we go, inshallah, for the Isha Azan. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the discussion. We will ask Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, inshallah, just to answer to that sister in Mayfair West. And thereafter, inshallah, we cross over to Haji Yusuf Ali, who will be also doing a program, a segment in the Holy Blessed Month of Ramadan.